This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said rescue efforts in Dnipro would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after a Russian missile hit an apartment building on Saturday. Zelensky said 30 people were listed as dead, including one child of 15. Zelensky said more than 30 were reported missing. Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky also said Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. At least 68 people were killed on Sunday when a domestic flight crashed in Nepal, the country's civil aviation authority said, the worst air crash in three decades in the small Himalayan nation. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Hundreds of rescue workers were scouring the hillside where the Yeti Airlines flight carrying 72 people from the capital Kathmandu went down. Rescue workers were scrambling around broken sections of the aircraft. Some of the ground near the crash site was scorched, with licks of flames visible. The government has set up a panel to investigate the cause of the crash, and it is expected to report within 45 days, the finance minister told reporters. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Congo's army says a suspected extremist attack at a church in the country's east killed at least 10 people and wounded more than three dozen. A military spokesperson said on Sunday a group linked to Islamic extremists is suspected of being responsible for a bomb that went off in the Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province. A spokesperson says a Kenyan national found at the scene was detained. Survivors and witnesses said the blast severed some people's limbs from their bodies. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden told Americans to look toward Martin Luther King Jr.'s life lessons as he became the first sitting U.S. president to speak at a Sunday service in the Civil Rights Leaders Church in Atlanta. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
We have to choose a community over chaos.
Joe Biden became the first sitting U.S. president to give a Sunday sermon at Martin Luther King Jr.'s Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
These are the vital questions of our time, and the reason why I'm here as your president. I believe Dr. King's life and legacy show us the way, and we should pay attention.
The remarks come ahead of Monday's national holiday in honor of King, and Biden used the platform to hold up the life of the assassinated civil rights leader as a lesson in repairing deep divisions.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. Representative George Santos, who lied about much of his resume and life story, will be removed from Congress if found to have broken campaign finance laws, fellow Republican and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
In an interview with CNN on Sunday, Comer called Santos, quote, a bad guy, adding, quote, it's not up to me or any member of Congress to determine whether he can be kicked out for lying. Now, if he broke campaign finance laws, then he will be removed from Congress. Santos later admitted he never worked at financial institutions Goldman Sachs or Citigroup, as he claimed, nor attended the university he claimed to have graduated from, and falsely represented himself as Jewish. But Santos has repeatedly refused to resign, saying he would vacate the seat only if he loses election. Republican House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he will leave Santos's fate to the Ethics Committee and voters.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Peru has extended a state of emergency for another month in the capital city of Lima and two southern regions where deadly protests against the government have sparked the country's worst violence in 20 years. Peru first announced a month-long nationwide state of emergency in mid-December, shortly after demonstrations broke out over the ousting of former leftist President Pedro Castillo, who had attempted to dissolve Congress and rule by decree. More than 40 people have died in violent clashes between protesters and security forces since early December. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government plans to charge ahead with an overhaul of the country's judicial system. That's despite fierce criticism from top legal officials and protest against the changes that drew tens of thousands of people. I'm Joe.